Hi everyone, it's Jack. Let me just start by saying I miss you guys so much, and I really miss Nat so much. I'm sure many of you have already assumed that how did we not know that is pretty much done. We are very sad about it too, and I just wanted to we are very sad about it too, and I just wanted to thank all of our listeners for the support over the past few years. How did we not know that was a highlight of my day and my time during the pandemic? And I'm glad we could learn together. I do have some news, though, that I have started a new podcast called Customs Law that I'm going to link in the description. It is in history, but it is related to travel. And I do plan to still discuss topics around international relations, countries, and cultures. So it will still have the spirit of How Did We Not Know That in it. But it is more centered around travel topics. So if you're interested in that, please check it out. Also, you know that I could never just come on here and self-promote and then leave you guys hanging. I wouldn't do you guys like that. So for old time's sake, I do have a history topic slash mini-sode that I'm going to cover today since my co-host Nat is not here with me. Today, I'm going to be discussing the history of Polynesia. I was inspired to cover this topic because I recently went to Fiji and I realized, being from the United States, that we really don't hear that much about Polynesian islands. So I wanted to give them some love. Polynesia refers to the large group of over 1,000 islands scattered across the Central and Southern Pacific Ocean. It's believed that the islands were settled around 3,000 years ago and the origins of the people were from Papua New Guinea. To map out the region, we actually refer to it as the Polynesian Triangle, where the three points are Hawaii, New Zealand, and Easter Island. It covers about 16 million square miles of ocean. So, by 1500 BC, the voyagers that left Papua New Guinea started to move east, and they first settled along the Solomon Island chain. Then they went to the Banks and Vanuatu archipelagos. So eventually, the gaps between the islands that they were traveling grew from tens of miles at the edge of the Western Pacific to hundreds of miles along the way of Polynesia, and then it grew to thousands of miles in the case of voyages to the far corners of the Polynesian Triangle. So, how the Polynesians did this was they developed great double-hulled vessels capable of carrying people as well as their supplies, domesticated animals and planting materials across the ocean. If you've ever seen the movie Moana, she is Polynesian, and that is her history of being navigators and voyagers is about this group of people. So, as the voyages became longer and longer, the travelers, the voyagers, had to develop a highly sophisticated navigation system based on observations of the stars, the ocean swells, and the flight patterns of birds. So this is how they were able to find so many new islands. As they continued to move further and further out past Southeast Asia and New Guinea, a lot of the islands actually didn't have a lot of flora and fauna, which just means plants and animals. So then the Polynesians developed a portable agriculture system. So they brought the plants and animals that they needed with them on the canoes to the new islands that they were finding. So, in addition to the highly developed sailing and navigational technology that the Polynesians developed, the culture also includes a uniquely oceanic worldview and a social structure well adapted to voyaging and colonization. Polynesian societies are structured on a strong authority, which is based on genealogical ranking. So basically, they had tribes, as we saw in Moana, she was going to be chief of her tribe. In addition to all of that, Polynesians also had traditions of stone carving, as we see with the Eastern Island heads. There were body tattoos, art, and my personal favorite, food. Which, this is a side note, but Polynesian food is really difficult to find, even on the Polynesian islands. A lot of the islands have now kind of been overtaken by imports and fast food chains. So, to find like local traditional Polynesian food, you do need to go seek it out, but it is the best in the world. It's probably my top favorite cuisine. But yeah, I think that the story of the Polynesian voyages and the bravery that they have into the unknown is something that hopefully many of us can find inspiration in. But yeah, that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of How Did We Not Know That and letting me share some more history with you. It has been a true joy and honor.